We're in the middle of chapter 64 in Likutei Moran. We're in the middle of paragraph Beis. We're up to the part where Rabbeinu Zal says, he speaks about Bnei Yisrael being called Ivriim. V'alkein Yisrael Nikroim Ivriim. Just to review briefly, this Torah was speaking about the different types of questions there are about Hashem, and Rabbeinu Zal said that there are basically two types of questions. There are those questions for which there are answers available now, and regarding those kind of questions, it's a mitzvah for a person to study, to learn, to be able to have the answers to those questions. As it says in Pirkei Avos, Veda mashetoshuv lapikoiris, that a person needs to know what to answer to the heresy. And then there are those questions for which we don't have answers available today. And those questions a person has to avoid, is not allowed to delve into at all. It's extremely dangerous. These are two types of apikursis, Rabbeinu Zal referred to them. And he explained to us that the first type comes from the broken vessels, the shattered vessels, when Hashem first created the world. And he attempted to put his light into vessels which couldn't contain that light, and they shattered. Those questions have answers, even now, because there is light found in there. But those questions that come from the vacated space, from the Chol HaPonui, those questions we don't have answers today. And therefore, a person trying to delve into that and trying to answer those questions could get into tremendous trouble. It's through the Emunah that we have, that we believe in Hashem, that Hashem is everywhere, even within the vacated space. Through that, we're able to get through what we need to get through. And this is pretty much what we're up to now. V'alkein Yisroel Nikroim Ivriim, in chapter 64 in Likutei Moran, in middle of paragraph Beis. V'alkein Yisroel Nikroim Ivriim, and it's based on what we've learned here so far, that the Jewish nation are referred to as Ivriim, in Chumash Bereishis, by Avram Avinu, al shem shehem oivrim be'emunosom al kol hachochmois. Because through our faith, we're able to prevail and skip over all the chochmois, all the different types of wisdoms, vafilu al hachochmois she'enam chochmois, even the pseudo-chochmois, hainu hu apikursus hashenes habo michol aponoi, meaning that second type of heresy, which we said comes from the Chol HaPonui, from the vacant space, through our Emunah, we're able to pass over that and not have it bother us, not have it harm or interfere with our relationship with Hashem. Because our faith in Hashem is so solid and strong that with that we're able to ignore the questions that need to be ignored at this point in time. V'alkein Hashem Yisborach Nikro Elokei Ho'ivriim. And this will also explain why Hashem is called the Hashem of the Ivriim, which on one hand means the Hashem of the Jewish people, but Rabbeinu Zal says also Miloshen Eiver HaNohor. The word Eiver means beyond or the sides of, like the shore on the side of the river. Loshen Tzdodin, referring to the sides. Hainu, she'eloikusoi mesavev gam al hecholo haponui. What this refers to is the fact that Hashem's spirituality encircles, surrounds even the vacated space, the cholo haponui, haboa al yedei atzimtzum, which was created by Hashem's constriction. She'tzimtzem ho'er litzdodin, whereby Hashem constricted his light to the sides in order to vacate a space in the middle where creation could take place. V'alkein Yisroel Nikroim Ivriim, and that's why the Jewish people are called Ivriim, Shalidei Emunosom Shemaminim, that through our faith, that we believe, Shashem Yisborach Elokei HaIvriim, that Hashem is our Hashem, the Hashem of the Ivriim. And again, Ivriim means the sides, that Kaviyochel, in order to create the world, Hashem pulled himself to the sides in order to vacate an area in the center, like we say, in which creation could take place, through this emuna, heim oivrim al kol hachochmois. We prevail, we pass over, we skip over all the chochmois, v'alma she'enem chochmois, and on those things that seem like they're chochma, but they're not really chochmois, those pseudo-wisdoms, heinu hu apikursus hashenis, which refers to that second type of heresy, which we said originate is based on the cholol haponui, the vacated space. So we, with our emuna, are able to avoid that and not be harmed by it by whatsoever. V'alkein, and therefore, bevadai mizeh ha'apikursus hashenis, bevadai tzorech lizoher yoiser ve'yoiser levroyach ulimolik nishon. And this is why, most definitely, from that second type of apikursus, the heresy, those questions that come from the cholol haponui, from the vacated space, we must definitely run away and stay far away from those types of questions. Livli la'ayin u'lahabit b'divreim klal, not to look into and not to delve into the words of those philosophers, those people who present these questions whatsoever, whether they're non-Jewish philosophers or Jewish philosophers or even religious philosophers. Ki chas v'sholom bevadai yishka shom. Because a person who delves into that will definitely get sucked in and submerged there, like in quicksand. Ki olov nemar, because about this it's written the pasuk, kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun. All those that enter into that type of study don't return. They don't come out of it, chas v'shom. It's like falling into a bottomless pit. And it destroys their faith in Hashem, their faith in tzaddikim, and their faith in the Torah. So now the question is, what happens to the many Jews and the many Jewish souls that unfortunately did read these kind of books and did study this and did fall into this bottomless pit? Is it finished? Is it all over? They'll never come out? Rabbeinu Zal says, we know that usually Rabbeinu Zal always provides a solution for any problem that he brings up. Paragraph Gimel, Achda, however you should know, Im yesh tzaddik godol shu bechinas Moshe, if there is a tzaddik who is great, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, hu tzorich dafka la'ayin bedivrei hu apikursus elu. He must especially delve into these words of heresy, these words of apikursus, this philosophy. Ve'af she'i efshe le'yashvom kanal, and even this tzaddik will not be able to answer the questions there, to resolve the paradoxes. Al kol ze, despite that, al yedei iyunoi shemiayin shom, by his delving into those questions, that study, huma lemishom kama neshamois, shenoflu v'nishku besoich apikursus hazois. The tzaddik will elevate and extricate from there, many souls that have fallen and sunk into this apikursus. Kielu hamavuchos vakushos shel apikursus hazois habo michol aponui. Because these paradoxes and these questions of heresy that come from the vacated space, heim bebechinas shtika, they are an aspect of silence, meaning the correct response to those questions and those paradoxes is silence. Me'achar she'ein aleihem seichel v'ois yois liyashvom. Since there is no intellect or letters or words available now to resolve those questions. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to clarify this, what he means by the words and by the silence. Ki habriya hoiso al yedei hadibur, because we know that creation took place through speech. Kama Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Uberuach Piv Kol Tzvom, that heaven was created by the word of Hashem, and with the breath of Hashem's mouth were created all the hosts of heaven, all the angels. Uvahadibur Yesh Chochma. And in speech, there is found wisdom. Ki, we know, we mentioned many times the pasuk Mipiv Das Usvuna, that from one's mouth, a person gets a glimpse at their das, at their intelligence. If they're speaking properly, the speech is a display of what's in their mind, what's on their mind. Ki klal hadibur hu rak chameshes moitzoyes haper. Because all of speech is based on the five articulators of the mouth. The throat, the tongue, the lips, the upper palate, the different parts from which speech comes forth. Va'al yodom nishavu kol hadvorim shel kol habriya. And through speech, which comes from these places, is what created everything in existence. Ukama shekosuv, and as the pasuk tells us, kulam bechochma asisa, that Hashem created everything with chochma. So this chochma of Hashem, with which He created, was broadcasted in dibur, in the speech of Hashem. V'hadibur hu hagvul shel kol advarim, and the words, the spoken words, are the boundaries and the vessels of everything. Ki higbil chochmasoi b'ho'isyois, because Hashem contained His knowledge, His intellect, in these letters, she'oisyois elu hem gvul azeh, whereby these letters are a boundary for one object, va'oisyois elu, they form and shape one object, va'oisyois elu hem gvul azeh, and different letters form and shape something else. Avol behecholol haponui, however, in the vacant space, Shehu makif kol ha'ilamos, which surrounds all of the worlds. Remember, all of the worlds were created inside the vacant space. So there's still some of that vacant space encircling the worlds. Vehu ponui mikoil kavyochol, and that vacant space has nothing in it kavyochol. There, ein shom shum dibur. There is no speech. There are no words or letters. Vafilu sechel beloyoisiois. And even intellect without letters is absent from there. Vialkein, and that's why hamavuchois haboy misham, the questions and the paradoxes that come from there, from that vacant space, hein bebechina shtika, they are in the category of silence. There's no speech there, there's no letters, there's no words. It's not something to speak about at all whatsoever. We can't and are forbidden to speak about it. Ukemoshe Matsinu b'Moshe, as we find an example of this, even regarding Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Kisheshoal al-Misas Rabbi Akiva, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the Torah, and he saw a vision of Rabbi Akiva being savagely murdered by the Romans, tearing his flesh with iron combs. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zu Torah v'zeh schora? This is the Torah and this is the reward for a person who excels in such a high level in Torah? Heishivuloi. And the response from Hashem was, Shtoik. Be silent. Kach olo b'machshova. This was my original thought. There are many deep explanations of this one line that we just spoke about. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about it in Likutei Halachos. Maybe we'll come back to this at the end of today's shiur, if possible. Hainu she'ato tzorich lishtoik. Moshe Rabbeinu was being told that regarding this question that he has now, he must be silent. and not to ask for a response, an answer to this question. Because this question is in the category of something that's up in thought, which is above speech. Therefore, you must be silent regarding this question. Because this question is something that's up in thought, where there is no speech, there are no words to resolve this question, or to address this question. And so too, all of these questions and paradoxes that come from that vacant space, where there is no speech, and there isn't even intellect, because we explained that Kaviochel Hashem had to remove himself from there, Alkein Hein Bebechinas Shtika. Therefore, those questions are in the category of silence. V'tzorich rak lehamin, and therefore the only way we address those questions is with faith, v'lishtoik shom, and to be quiet, not to ask those questions, and not to try to search for answers to them. V'alkein osur lichnois ula'ayin b'divrei ho'apikursus v'amevuchos elu, and therefore it is forbidden for a Jew to enter into and to delve into this type of heresy and paradoxes and questions of this philosophy that comes from the Cholol Aponui. Ki im tzadik shehu bechinas Moshe. The only one who is allowed to is a tzadik on the level, in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Moshe hu bechinas shtiko. Because Moshe Rabbeinu achieved this level of shtika, of silence, bebechinas shenikro kvad peh, as we find Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as someone who has lack of speech. The word kvad peh could be interpreted as a weakness, and it could be interpreted as a strength, that Moshe Rabbeinu kavyochol is above speech, bechinas shtika, silence, Shehu lamala min adibur, which is above speech. We know that when we speak in terms of Kabbalah, we've mentioned this in the past, the Tikkuni Zohar says that the different vowels correspond to the different midos of Hashem. The vowel that's associated with Chochmah is Pasach, a straight line. Pasach means to open up. That's where things open up. That's where we're permitted to speak and to discuss and to delve into and to try to understand. Whereas the Keser, above Chochmah, the level called Keser, the crown of Hashem, the vowel that corresponds to that is called Komatz. Komatz means closed. A Kmitza is a closed fist, closed, hidden. There is no speech. We're not allowed to open up. We know in the Zohar Kodesh, usually, whenever Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai or any of his students are about to speak, it says, Posach v'yomar, he opened up and said, meaning that now he's revealing wisdom which we're allowed to reveal. Whereas the komatz, the keser, that the Pasuk says, b'mufla mimcho al tidroish, u'b'mechusa mimcho al tachkor, in that which is wondrous to you, you're not permitted to search, to delve into there. And in that which is covered up and hidden from you, again, you're not allowed to be choiker. V'alkein, and therefore, hatzadik shubchinas Moshe, a tzadik who is in the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chinas shtika, he has this quality, this level called shtika, silence, yochoy la'ayin b'divrei hamavuchay seilu, he can delve into these perplexing mysteries, the word, shehein bechinas shtika kanal, which we said are in the category of silence, v'tzorich dafka la'ayin, and a tzaddik like that is required to look into, to study this, kedei lehalois haneshomo shenaflu l'shom, in order to rescue and elevate those souls that have fallen into there. Any questions? Good. Paragraph Dalit. Veda, Rabbeinu Zal says, and you should know, ki machloikis hi bechinas brias ha'olam, that when there's a dispute among tzaddikim, like we find throughout the Torah Sheba'al Peh, those debates between the Tanoim, one says Tomei, one says Tohar, one says Kosher, one says Posel. Those debates, that machloikis, is an aspect of creation. Ki ikar brias olam al yidei chol aponikanal. Because as we learned earlier in this chapter, what made creation possible was that Hashem created a vacant space. Ki beloize hoyo hakol ein soif. Because were it not for that, were Hashem not making a vacant space, then all that existed was the infinite light of Hashem. V'loyhoyo mokim lebrias olam kanal. There wouldn't be any room or any place in which creation could take place. V'alkein tzimtzim ho'er litzdodin. And therefore, Hashem kaviyochol constricted his light to the sides in all four directions. V'naseh chogol haponui. And this resulted in a vacated space. U'besoichoi boro kol ha'briya. And inside that vacant space is where Hashem created all of the worlds. Hainu hayomim v'hamidois, and also time and space. Yomim means days, which is a measurement of time, and midois refers to space. How did Hashem create all of that? Al yedei hadibur, through speech. As we saw before, bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu, with the word of Hashem, heaven was created. V'chein hu b'chinas hamachloikis. And the same thing holds true regarding the debates between the tzaddikim, between the rabbis of the Gemara, for example. Ki'ilu hoyu kol ha-talmidei chachamim echod, because if all of the talmidei chachamim were of one mindset, if they were all in perfect agreement, lo yihoyo mokim lebrias olam, there wouldn't be any room for creation, for any creativity. Rak al yedei ha-machloikes shebeneim. It's only through the disagreements between them. V'heim nechlokim ze mizeh. And they separate from each other. One pulls to the right, one pulls to the left. One is lenient, one is strict. V'chol echot moishech atzmoy letzad acher. And each rabbi draws himself to a different side. They take sides. And again, their students take sides in these arguments. That's the terminology that's used. This creates a vacant space in the middle, in between. Shehu bechinas tzimtzum ho'er litzdodim, which is similar in concept to what took place when Hashem first created the world, where the light was constricted to the sides. Sheboyhu brias olam, and inside of there is where creation of the world takes place, al yedei hadibur, through speech. We know that those that are familiar with the study of Torah Sheba'al Peh, Gemara and Halacha, that when a debate begins between two rabbis, one says yes, one says no, and then each one has to defend his position. Each one has to bring a pasuk to substantiate what he's saying. And each one has to show why he disagrees, why that pasuk cannot be applied. And what does he do with that pasuk? This is what has created thousands of thoughts and new revelations about Hashem, about Yiddishkeit, about Torah, the Gemara that we have, and the entire Torah Sheba'al Peh that we have, is a result of these debates, these machloikeses between these rabbis generally. Ki kol hadvorim shekol echot mehem medaber, because all of the words that each one of these rabbis speaks, hakol heim rak bishvil brias ha'olam. Their real purpose in saying what they're saying is creating the world. Shenase al yodom, which is being created through them, besoich hecholol haponui shebeneihem, in that vacated space, which is between the two rabbis that are debating, that are disagreeing. Ki hatalmidei chachomim boirim es hakoil al yedei divrehem. Because the talmidei chachomim create everything through their words. Just like Hashem. Just like Hashem created, did made the initial creation through his words, V'talmid Chachamim, through their words of Torah, create worlds. Kamashakosuv, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the introduction to the Zohar HaKadosh, on the Pasuk, V'leimor L'tzioin Amiato, Hashem says, I have declared, Tzioin, you are my nation. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Al Tikri Ami, don't read the word Ami, Elo Imi, read it Imi, with me. Hashem says to the Tzioin, to the Jewish people, to the Talmidei Chachamim, you're with me. You're like me. Ma ano avdi shmai avara b'miluli, just like I create heaven and earth with my worlds, with my words, af atem kein. You also, you Talmidei Chachamim, you create heaven and earth with your words. Rabbeinu Zal says, however, just like when Hashem created the world, we know there was a problem that came about as a result of the fact that the light was too bright, and it ended up shattering the vessels, and that resulted in klipos and moisros. So too, regarding these Talmidei Chachamim that are debating Torah, they're discussing Torah, they too run this risk of too much light, too much words, too much speech, which can also cause problems. Ach tzorech li zoher shaloi ledaber yoyser midai. However, they must be very careful not to say too much. Rak kefi tzorech b'riyas ha'olam lo yoyser. Just to say what's needed to create the world and not more. K'ayidei ribui ha'or, because as a result of too much light, whereby the vessels were not able to contain the amount of light that Hashem put into those vessels, nishtabru, they shattered. And as a result of that shattering of the vessels, that brought the evil klipos, the forces of evil, into existence. Cain, so too, im echod marbe ledaber. If a Talmud Chacham speaks too much, mize goyrem his havus haklipos, this actually brings forces of evil into existence. Ki ubechinas ribu yoer, because this is also a case of too much light, an overload of light. Shaydeze hoyo shvira sakelem, which is what caused the shattering of the vessels during the time of creation. Shaydeze his havus haklipos, which brought the forces of evil into existence. This will explain why very often when students who are first starting to learn Mishnayos and Gemara, especially Mishnah, and the Mishnah, the words in the Mishnah are usually very concise, very short, very brief. And the student asks the rabbi, why couldn't they just explain it a little more? Why couldn't they elaborate a little more so we wouldn't need all of this Gemara? And we wouldn't have to break our heads to figure out what is he saying and what does he really mean. And no, maybe he meant this. No, it looks like he meant that, but he could have meant this. Why weren't they just clearer? Rabbeinu Zal's telling us that these tzaddikim had to be very, very sharp and short with their words in order that there shouldn't be chas v'shalom ribui or, there shouldn't be too much light, which would result in a shattering of vessels and klipos. And these tzaddikim knew exactly, precisely, what they're allowed to say, what they're not allowed to say, how many words to use, how many letters to use, and how many letters not to use. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to show us this whole concept that we just discussed. He's going to show this to us in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, Kol yomai godalti bein hachachamim, my whole life, I grew up among the rabbis, v'loy motzosi laguf toiv mishtika, and I never found anything better for myself than silence, to listen, v'loy hamebrish huayikar, and the main thing is not the learning, ela hamaisa, but rather the practice, fulfilling what one learns. V'chol hamar bedvorim mevi chet. And whoever talks too much brings sin. Rabbeinu Zal is going to dissect every line, every piece here. Kol yomai godalti bein hachachomim. Throughout all my days, I grew up between the chachomim. The word bein means between, in between. Rabbeinu Zal says, bein hachachomim hu bechinas cholo haponui, shenishave venase bein hachachomim. The term in between the chachomim is referring to that vacated space that's created when two rabbis disagree, when they debate an issue, and one pulls this way and the other one pulls in the opposite direction. He's over here in the east, the other one's in the west, and in the middle there's a vacated space. Al yedei ha-pirud v'machloikas sheyesh b'neim, as a result of the separation and the disagreement which exists between these two chachamim. V'zeh bein ha-chachamim daika. This is why he used these words, between the chachamim. Hainu sheyesh pirud v'machloikas b'neim. This is informing us that there's an in-between, there's a separation and a disagreement between them. Because if all the rabbis thought exactly alike, then there's no concept of between the chachamim. There is no between. They're all one. And as a result of the disagreement, as a result of the fact that they see things differently, and they disagree, nase b'chinas cholo haponui, that creates a vacant space. And inside that vacated area, a creation takes place. Hainu hayomim v'hamidois, which means time and space. And again, all the ideas that are generated, all the revelations of Torah that are generated as these rabbis debate, as each one tries to clarify his position and to prove he's right or the other one is right, etc. V'zeh, and this is also what's meant when Reb Shimon said, kol yomai godalti, shehoyisi megadel yomai umidoisai. I was involved in elevating and raising my days and my midos, my time and space, shehu b'chinas b'riyas olam, which we said represents creation. That my whole life I was involved in elevating this, elevating the Bria. Bein hachachamim daika, between the chacham, b'seich echol alaponoi, inside this vacated space. Kishom nase kol habria kanal, because as we learned earlier, that's where creation, the whole creation takes place, inside that vacated space. V'zeh godalti, and this is why he used this word godalti, I raised, Shehigdalti yomai umidoisai mikatnus legatlus. I was involved. What was my life all about? It was all about elevating my time and space from katnus, from a state of constriction, to gatlus, to a state of expansiveness. The whole concept of revealing that which is hidden, that which a person is allowed to reveal. And again, going from a state of katnus to gatlus, from constriction to broadness, to elevation, from midas hadin to midas harachamim. V'zeh shekrom yomai, and this is why Rabbi Shimon referred to this as his days, ki heim yomim sheloi. He said, yomai, my days, because they are his days. Like when Hashem first created the world, Hashem created day one, day two, and everything in it was Hashem's kaviyochol. The Talmidei Chachamim, when they create, it becomes theirs. Ki hu boirei esoilam. Because through this, the Talmud Chacham creates the world. V'zeh, and this is why he said, v'loi motzosi laguf toiv mishtika. And I didn't find for myself anything better than silence. Kishom becholol haponui ein toiv mishtika. Because when one is inside that chol haponui, there's nothing better than silence. Ki osur lichnois lashom, ki mishu bebechinas shtika bechinas moishe. Because a person is not allowed to enter into there unless they have this quality, this attribute of silence, like Moshe Rabbeinu, where they know when to be quiet. They know what they're allowed to speak about, and they know what they're not allowed to talk about. V'zeh she'omar, kol yomai godalti bein hachachomim, v'loi motzosi. Ki al yidei she'ochaz b'madrega zu, by the fact that this rabbi, Rav Shim Gamliel, was able to attain this level, b'b'china shtika, this silence, like he said, she'ein toiv mishtika, that he came to the realization that there's nothing better than silence. Alkein hoya megadel yomov umidoisav shom bechol alaponui. Therefore, through this, he was able to elevate the yomim and the midois inside the chol alaponui, ki osur lichnois l'shom, ki yemishu bebechina shtika kanal. Because as we said before, the only tzaddik, the only Talmud Chacham who's allowed to enter into there is one who has mastered this shtika. He knows when and where to be silent. You'll note that when it comes to tefillah, in the lower parts of tefillah, when we daven karbon, in shachris, when we daven karbonos, psukei dezimra, birchas kriyashma, There's a mitzvah for a person to make sure they hear what they're saying. When a person davens Shmon Esrei, when they're entering into Atzilus, there, a person must be silent, complete silence. It's called Tefillah Belachash. There are stories in the Gemara where one of the great rabbis met an apostate in the throne room of the king. And the Gemara shows there were no words. The other person made one sign, and the Talmud Chacham made a different sign. He made a sign, he made a sign. They made different hand motions, silence. And then when the king saw that the Talmud Chacham was able to interpret the signs of his opponent, and the opponent couldn't understand the signs of the Talmud Chacham, that's when the one who opposed the Talmud Chacham was killed. The king had him put to death, because he said, if you don't have brains, if you're not smart enough to understand what the signs are, get out of the kitchen. Can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. V'zeh, now Rabbi Nazal continues, and now the mission there continues, as says, V'loi ha-medrash hu ha-ikar ela ha-maisa. The main thing is not just the learning, the study, but rather the practical fulfillment of what one learns. V'chol ha-mar be'dvorim mevi chet. And if a person speaks too much, it leads to sin. Rabbi Nazal explains, ki kol midrashim v'divreim she'elu ha-chachomim medabrim ein ho'ikar ha-medrash bilvad. Because all of the words that these rabbis speak and talk, the main thing isn't not just what they're saying, ela hamaisa, but rather the creation that they're creating as a result of their speech. Sheyasu v'yivru al yidei divreihem esoilam kanal. We said that just like when Hashem created the world, He created it with speech. These rabbis, by their speaking these words of Torah, they're creating worlds. Al tikri ami elimi, as it's said in the Zohar Kodesh. Don't read the word my people, but rather, with me, you are partners in creation. The Talmidei Chachamim, through their diburim of Torah, they're actually creating. It's Maiseh. Ach kol amar bedvorim may be chayit. But just like when Hashem first created the world, there was a danger of too much light resulting in creation of evil forces, so too by these Talmidei Chachamim, too much speech will lead to sin. Because as a result of the overload of light when Hashem created the world, that brought the klipos into the world. Any questions? Paragraph Hey. How does the tzaddik elevate and extricate these souls that have fallen into this darkness? We said he has to go in there and delve into it. But now Rabbeinu Zal is going to add a very important piece. Veda, and you should know, she'al yedei hanigun shel hatzadik, that it's through the song, the melody of the tzadik, shehu b'chinas Moshe, who's on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, hu male es haneshomois min hapiku, he's an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, hu male es haneshomois min hapikursis azoi shel chol ha'aponu shenof l'shon. He elevates and rescues these souls that have fallen into this terrible heresy of the vacated space. Kida, Rabbeinu Zal says, because you should know, shekol chochma v'chochma sheboilam, yesh lo zemer v'nigun meyuchad. Each and every type of wisdom in the world has its own specific song that's related to it. Shezeh hazemer miyuchad l'chochma zu, whereby this song is directly related to this particular chachma. Umizeh hazemer nimsheches hachachma zois, and it's from this song that this intellect is derived. The source of the intellect is the song. Vizeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim in chapter 47. Zamru maskil, sing an intelligent song. Shekol seichel v'chochma yesh loy zemer v'nigun. Each seichel has a zemer associated with it. Vafilu chochmas hapikursis, and even heresy, denial of Hashem, that wisdom, that philosophy, yesh lo nigun v'zemer hamiyuchad l'chochma hapikursis. There is a specific song and melody that's associated with that type of knowledge, that wisdom. V'zeh shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this will explain what the Gemara says in Chagiga about Acher. Acher was a rabbi of the Gemara originally, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya. He was one of the four rabbis who went up to a very, very high place. And unfortunately, Acher was blinded by what he saw. And he became confused and he lost his faith in Hashem. And he ended up doing terrible, terrible things. So the Gemara asks, Acher, my Havabay, where did he go wrong? Where did Acher go wrong? And the Gemara says, Zimro Yevoni loy posak mipume. Greek songs were always on his lips. He didn't stop singing Greek songs. Ukisha yokami beis hamedrash, and when he would get up from his learning, kamo sifrei minin noifle mimenu, many books of heresy and philosophy would fall from him. So we see the Gemara connects these two things. Ki ze toloi boze, because this is dependent on this. Because through the Greek songs that he was always singing, as a result of that, these books of heresy, these philosophy books, were falling from him. This was the study that he was engaging in. Because those songs were directly related to the heresy and philosophy that Acher was engaged in studying. Nimsa, kol chochma v'chochma lefi b'chinosa madregosa, yesh lo zemer v'nigun hashayach miyuchad eilov. Each and every type of wisdom and knowledge, based on its level, and has a particular song and melody that's associated with it and directly related to it. V'chein mi madrega la madrega, and this applies on each and every level. Each and every new level of chachma has a different song, a higher level song that's related to it. Ki b'chinas ha-chachma she-b'madrega yoyser al-yoyna, because an aspect of chachma on a higher level, yesh lo zemer v'nigun yoyser al-yoyn l'fi b'chinasa, has a higher level melody and song that's related to it. V'chein le'mala mala, and this continues higher and higher. This goes higher and higher. ad reishis nekudas habria, until the beginning of creation, shehi tchilas atzilus, which is the beginning of the world of atzilus. Vesham ein lamala mimena. And over there, there are no more worlds above that. There's nothing above that. The ein makif lo isa chochma shiyesh shom kim oir ho ein soif. The only thing that surrounds that level of chochma is the infinite light of Hashem, hamakif lecholo haponui, which encircles, which surrounds the vacated space, shebetoichoi kol habriois vachochmois, inside of which are all of creation and all the different wisdoms. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, ubevadai gam shom yesh bechinas chochma. And we must know that there also there is an aspect of chachma, ach hachachma sheyesh shom ba'oyer ein soif, yefsher leida lahasigoisa. However, the chachma that's found within the ein soif, within the infinite light of Hashem, is a chachma that we cannot possibly understand or perceive. Ki ein soif hu Hashem yisporach biatzmoi. Because the term Ein Soif, infinite, is used to refer to Hashem himself, the essence of Hashem. The Chochmosoi Yefshel Hasiklal. And Hashem's knowledge, Hashem's wisdom, Hashem's understanding, we cannot possibly perceive. The Ein Shom Rak Bechinas Emuna. And therefore, in that place, on that level, there's only faith. Shema'aminim bo yisporach, that we believe in Hashem, she'oiroi ho'ein soif mesavev kol almin, that Hashem's infinite light encircles, surrounds all of the worlds, umakif hakoil, and again, it surrounds everything. Ve'emuno yesh lo gam kein zemer v'nigun ha'meyuchod le'emuno, and faith also has a song that's directly related to it. Ukmoishon royim, as we see in actuality, shafilu emunois akum bedivrei tousam, that even the misguided beliefs of the goyim in their mistaken beliefs, yesh lechol emuna shelakum nigun miyuchad, each one of them has their own hymns and their own songs that they sing in their houses of their prayers. Shemizamrim boy, v'oyachem boy, beveist filosom, which they sing and they conduct in their houses of prayer. Kain lehefech bigdusha, so too lehavdil, within the framework of holiness, kol emuna yeshlo zemer venigun. Each and every aspect of emuna, of faith, has its own specific song and melody. Va'oisoi hazemer hameyuchod le'emuno hanal, and the song that's associated with the level of emuna that we mentioned earlier, the level of shehu emuno hu elyoina mikol minei chochmois ve'emunoi sheboilam, the emuna that's above all the chochmois and all emunois of the world, hainu emuna ba'oirein soif bi'atzmoi, the emuna that exists within the infinite light of Hashem itself, ha'soivev kol almin, which surrounds all the worlds, oisoi hazemer hu gam kein lemala mikol haneginoi suzmiros sheboilam. That song is also above all songs and all melodies of the world, hashayochim lechol chochma v'emuna, which are associated to all the different types of wisdom and all the different levels of emuna. V'chol hazmirois v'hanigunim shel kol hachochmois, all of the songs and melodies of all the different wisdoms, nimshochim mizeh hazemer v'hanigun, they all draw from and they all originate from this song and melody, shehu lemala mikol hazmirois vanigunim shel kol hachochmois, which is above all songs and all melodies of all wisdoms. Ki hu hazemer hashayech lo emuna bo'er ein soif bi'atzmoi, because this is the song that's associated with the faith that exists within the Oyer Ein Sof, within the infinite light of Hashem itself, Shehu Lamala Min HaKoel, which is above everything. I don't know if we can say this. I'm saying this B'derech Efshar as a possibility. In a few days, we're going to be celebrating Shavuos. And Shavuos is referred to as the Shar HaChamishim, the 50th level. It's referred to as the Keser, the crown, above everything. And we're told that on Shavuos, Hashem revealed himself to Klal Yisrael, Kizokein Molei Rachmim. You know, the highest levels of kindness, the highest level of depth. We know that when Hashem said the first two commandments, our souls left us. We couldn't handle the light. The light was too bright. And we know that on Shavuos, we have the song of Akdamos. And Rabbeinu Zal said, the Jews have no idea. We have no idea what Akdamos is with the song, with the nigun associated with it. And if you read Akdamos, one of the things that are highlighted in Akdamos is the faith of the Jewish people, which prevails, that throughout all the generations, despite all the tests, and despite all the opposition, and the heretics that try to shake us from our faith, we remain steadfast in our loyalty and faith in Hashem. And the song of Akdamos came into existence as a result of a debate in one of the countries in the, near the area of the where the Ten Shvatim are, a whole deep involved story, where again there was a person who was able to disprove, to show all the people, the Jews and Lahavdol, the non-Jews, that the Hashem of the Jewish people, the Elokei HaIvriim, is the one that prevails, and that the Emunah of Klal Yisrael is what prevails over all the powers and superpowers that sometimes our opponents display. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ulaosid Lovoi, and in the future, Sheyahafoich Lechol Ho'amim Sofa Brura Likroi Kulam B'Shem Hashem, when the Pasuk says that the speech of all the different nations will be turned over into a pure speech, which is all about calling out to Hashem, meaning that all the nations will come to V'Hakoel Yaminu Bo Yisporach, everyone is going to believe in Hashem, Oz Yiskayim, then we'll see the fulfillment of the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Tavoi Toshuri Meiroi Shamona, come and sing to me, Meiroi Shamona, from the peak of Emuna. Meiroi Shamona Daiko. Look at the wording that's used here, Meiroi Shamona, Hainu Bechinas Emuna Elyoina Zuanal. This is referring to that level of Emuna that we mentioned earlier, Shehu Roish Lechol HaEmunais, which is the peak, the top of all levels of Emuna, the Emuna that's on the level of Ein Sof. V'zeh Toshuri, you will come and sing. Toshuri Daiko, Hainu HaNigun V'Azemar HaShayach L'Roish HaEmunazu, referring to the song and melody that's related to this incredible level of Emuna. Ulebechinas zemer shelamun elyon azois ein mi sheyiske kiim tzadik ador. And now, regarding this song of this highest level of emuna, there's no one that can achieve that song other than the tzadik of the generation, shu bechinas Moshe, who is an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu bemadregas emuna zu. He is on that level of emuna, shu bechinas shtika, which is referred to as silence. Bechina shtoik kacholo b'machshov anal. Hainu sheyadayin lemala me'adipur kanal. Meaning we're talking about a level that's above speech. It cannot be put into speech. It's so high. Ki Moshe hu bechina shtiko kanal. Because we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu is this level of silence. Kvad peh, as we said before. V'zem, this is why the Pasuk says, Oz Yoshir Moshe. Then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. V'amru Chachameinu Zal, and our rabbis tell us, Shor Loi Nemar. It doesn't say sang, past tense. Elo Yoshir will sing. Mikan Letchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. This is a hint to the fact that there's going to come a time in the future when all the dead are going to be brought back to life, and then she'osid Moshe loshir loosid lovay gamkein, that then Moshe Rabbeinu is also going to sing, not just at Kriyas Yamsuf. Ki kol hashirois bein shel olam hazeh bein shel osid lovay hurak etzel Moshe, because all of the songs of this world and of the future are all by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the tzaddik, shubachin hashtika, who is this aspect of silence, shezocho lazemer shashayach le'emunu hel yoyin alakoyl, who achieved that song which is related to the level of faith that's above everything. Sheshom nichlolin kol hazmirois. There, all the different types of songs are included there. Ki kulam nimshochem imeno, because all of them come from there. Veze shepirish Rashi, and this is why Rashi says on the word yoshir, yud al shem hamachshov on emra. The yud is associated with thought. Hainu bechinas kacholo b'machshov anal. This ties into the Gemara we quoted earlier, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Rabbi Akiva, that this was my original thought, b'chinas Moshe, b'chinas shtika, referring to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is that level of silence. V'alkein al yidei anigin shel atzadik, and therefore it's through this song of the tzadik, shehu b'chinas Moshe, a tzadik who's like Moshe Rabbeinu, ayidei ze oilim v'yoytzim kol haneshomoy shenoflu b'toyuch hapikurse shochol haponui. This is what's able to lead all of those souls that fell into this heresy of the Chol HaPonui. It's able to elevate them and take them out of there. Ki nigunoi hu bebechinas roish emuna, because the song of Moshe Rabbeinu, the song of this tzaddik, is the song of roish emuna. Hainu emuno hu elyoin al hakoel, the level of emuna that's above everything, that's above all chachmois and all levels of emuna. Shalidei nigen v'emuna zu nizbatlin kol ha'apikursis. Through this song and through this level of faith, all heresy is eliminated. V'nichlolin v'nizbatlin kol hanigunim b'toich hanigun hazeh. And all songs become null and void, all become part of this nigun, shulamalam and akol, which is above everything. Shemimenu nimshochim kol hanigunim anal, from which come all the different songs. And this is also related to the shofar that we blow, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also miloshon Rosh Amona, this Rosh Emuna. And Rosh Hashanah is when we declare the kingdom of Hashem, v'simloich, malchus, which is always synonymous with Emuna. And on Rosh Hashanah we blow the shofar, and we say this Zamru Maskil. Before we blow the shofar, we recite that chapter of Tehillim 7 times, where we speak about Olo Elokim Bisrua, the tremendous elevation, Kaviyochol, that Hashem has, that the Shechina is elevated, and all those people that have fallen to the lowest places. We know that the shofar is all about Uvo Ha'ovdim Me'eretz Ashur Vanidoch Me'eretz Mitzrayim, those people who have fallen and become distant as possible from Hashem, all of them are being gathered in by the sound of the shofar being blown. And just to touch on what we mentioned earlier about Rabbi Akiva, it's a very long discussion on Likutei Halachos, but briefly, Rav Nosson Zal shows that we know when Hashem first created the world, Hashem's first plan and thought was to create the world with Midas Hadin, Bereshis Bara Elokim es Hashamayim Vesoretz. But it says that Hashem saw that the world couldn't handle that, so therefore Hashem ended up joining, mixing together, diluting the din. Beyoim Asois Hashem Elokim Eretz Veshamayim. In a later pasuk, it speaks about Hashem Elokim creating heaven and earth. Yud Kevavke and Elokim. Because Hashem saw that people couldn't handle the judgment. But we're told that the greatest tzaddikim, they tap into that original thought of Hashem. They take upon themselves very harsh judgment and suffering and pain in order that the kindness that they should have gotten should be able to be shared with the rest of the world. They do this to be able to remove suffering and pain from the rest of Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world. Any questions before we close? We want to wish everyone a wonderful week. I think that this was a beautiful Hagdama to the Yontif of Shavuos that we're coming to now. Next Sunday will be Shavuos. We won't be meeting. We'll meet the Sunday after that, Mitzvah Hashem, again. All the best.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.